Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1242 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, Rise Up. Pastor Jones was preoccupied with the thoughts of how he was going to ask the congregation to come up with more money than was expected for the roof repairs on the church building. The roof was starting to leak now since the repairs had been delayed previously due to the lack of funds. When Pastor Jones arrived at the church early on Sunday morning, he was still focused on the funding problem and was a bit annoyed to find that Jane, the regular organist, was sick and Sue, the substitute, had been brought in at the last minute. Sue anxiously met Pastor Jones at the door of the church and wanted to know what to play. "Well, here's a copy of the service," quipped Pastor Jones impatiently, "but you'll have to think of something to play after I make an announcement about the finances at the end of the service." Pastor Jones went ahead with his sermon, and at the end of the service, Pastor Jones paused and said, "Brothers and sisters, we are in great difficulty. The roof repairs cost twice as much as was expected, and we need $4,000 more. Any of you who can pledge $100 or more, please rise up and be counted during the closing song." At that moment, Sue, the substitute organist, started playing a rousing rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. Everyone in the congregation instinctively stood up for the song. The need for the additional funds was completely covered. And that's also how Sue became the regular organist. I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We all could use a good smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, there comes a time when we need to stand up and be counted. And our verse for today is Psalms chapter 21, verse 13. Rise up, O Lord, in all your power. With music and singing, we celebrate your mighty acts. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to and in the past 1,241 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.